This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. You know, for much of its history, rock has been considered a boys' club. But in the early 90s, the feminist punk rock movement Riot Girl sparked a new musical scene. It encouraged women to be rockers and talk openly about issues like female empowerment and patriarchy in their music. This momentum also led to the development of Girls Rock, a national nonprofit that uses music education as a tool for empowerment. The North Carolina chapter, Girls Rock NC, leads summer camps and year-round workshops that encourage girls to be creative and confident. Girls Rock NC is celebrating its 10th anniversary next week with a day-long rally, and we're going to preview that in our studio today and hear music from two young Girls Rock alums who now are on their own and they have their own band. First, though, we're joined by two women who've been instrumental in developing Girls Rock NC. Heather McIntyre, best known for her role in the band Mount Moriah, but is also program director of Girls Rock NC. Heather McIntyre, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Charlotte Ammons is here as well, a poet, musician, and author. Been involved in Girls Rock NC for many years. Welcome back to you, Charlotte.
Thank you, Frank. Good to see you again.
Charlotte, Heather, let me start with you because you're program director of this Girls Rock NC. Tell us a bit more about Girls Rock and how it's evolved over the last 10 years.
Well, I can tell you from my experience, I've been in the program for about 7 years, and I've seen... You know, we started out with 26 girls, and now we service over 300. So we have developed programs in Raleigh, Chapel Hill, and Durham. So 6 camps.
Wow. And what are you trying to do?
What are we trying to do? Well, we're trying to empower women and girls, and we do that through music.
Well, Charlotte, you're a poet and a performer yourself. How do you think a program like this works to do just that?
Well, I think about my own experience and how formative it would have been to have had something like that coming up. I mean, there is the music component, but there's also the collectivism and the politicizing that it does, the self-awareness and self-esteem that it builds in young women and girls. I mean, I think that is priceless.
Yeah, and it's a performance-based program. So the whole idea that, yeah, it's one thing to be artistic and creative and hang around together and reinforce each other, but then you got to stand up on a stage. And people who weren't at the camp, people who weren't, you know, cheering you on have to appreciate your work. And that feeling is there's no other way to get that, is there?
Right.
Stand in front of people.
Yeah. Well, when I actually have been to the showcases, I've seen the girls in the mosh pits supporting each other as they're on stage, and that reinforcement is kind of built into the program as part of one of the elements of the program, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Heather, you have written an anthem for Girls Rock, have you not?
I did, yeah.
Do we hear it?
Sure, yeah. This was the camp song for this year, and now we try to teach all the girls, and let's give it a whirl. All right, ready?
Who rocks, girls rock? Lines all around the block. See how loud girls rock. School's out for the summer. No more letters and numbers. So many sounds to discover. And this time I'm gonna be a drummer. Make friends and start a band. Write a song with my own two hands. We won't sit, we're gonna stand. Stand taller than a mile. Who rocks, girls rock? Who rocks, girls rock? Lines all around the block. See how loud girls rock. Bright girl and feminism, southern skies and strong women. We learn to make our own decisions, how to share and how to listen. Our home, North Carolina, watch how we work together. My fears are light as a feather, and next time I'm gonna be a singer. Who rocks, girls rock? Who rocks, girls rock? Lines all around the block. See how loud girls rock. Our bodies come in special shapes. They help us rock around the stage.
I'm gonna be loud, I'm gonna be brave. And next time I'm gonna play the bass. E-A-D-G-B-E. Then I'll write my own tuning. Guitars are better than TVs. And this time I'm gonna play the keys. Who rocks? Girls rock. Who rocks? Girls rock. Lines all around the block. See how loud girls rock.
Heather McIntyre of Mount Moriah with the Girls Rock Anthem. Girls Rock got a 10th anniversary celebration coming up next Saturday, the 4th, in downtown Carrboro. We're getting a little bit of a preview of that with Heather and Sherlette Ammons, who gives workshops, right, Sherlette? Workshops that really focus on hip-hop in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I did a workshop with Girls Rock that was based on women in hip-hop, where we basically watched some videos and talked about the different rhyme cadences and the stage presence of these women, especially, you know, and talked about misogyny in hip hop and how these women, particularly who have inspired me very personally, have combated that through their own just their presence in hip hop and you know, their lyrical approach, their content, and how it actually helped to reshape some of the more misogynistic approaches to hip-hop.
Yeah, I think that's an important message, because certainly the perception is that misogyny is an important part of hip-hop, or has become a kind of fundamental part. And your, I guess what you just said is that there's a way to transform that.
Absolutely. So it's our responsibility, and it's not just the responsibility of women in hip-hop. I think we all, dudes in hip-hop as well, need to be aware of the messages that we're putting out. And, you know, nobody's asking you to be a preacher. It's just be aware and be aware of the folks that you're affecting by the language you're using.
Will you do you have a spoken word piece for us, do you?
I have a song, Frank, that I will perform a cappella.
All right.
it's called John Anonymous, and it's about the ways we're made invisible and then we find likeness in each other. So, John Anonymous. There ain't no once upon. That's just a literary fantasy phenomena. Something harmless, obedient to lines and corners. Just like a battlefield with beautiful debris, fatalities, no ceremony for the deceased. Happily bury the masses, grind their bones to ashes, life flashes, bland snatches of pictographs and fast forward. No chronicles, no obstacles or stories. Just onerous sound bites, five parts poor plot, unoriginal word choice, suspense without climax. But you can't keep us from coming. No, you can't keep us from coming. What kind of jail cell is a grayscale? Where is my pandemonium and my kaleidoscope? Where is my Rainbow Coalition Association for Colored Folk? My overcome? Where is you at, huh? I see that barbed wire. I hear that statistician breaking me down into lacerations and skewed percentages. I want my plot thickened, edit my paragraph, decipher every line, study me in English class, and then you do the math. I deserve a pretty name, something like crucifixion. Creative nonfiction. Don't call me Section 8. My name ain't Welfare, but I'll be a petunia. You can call me Crystal Stare. Name an anomaly. You could call me Chosen Quilt or just Anonymous to just a lot of us.
Sherlette Ammons, John Anonymous, helping us celebrate 10 years of Girls Rock NC. Man, there's a lot going on there.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we are joined now by two Girls Rock NC alums who have their own band, La Bête Magique. And here they are, Tahila Rosenblatt Farrell, a junior at Riverside High School in Durham. She plays the electric guitar. Tahila, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. And Bella Mead is with us as well, an eighth grader at Emerson Waldorf School in Chapel Hill, and does the vocals for La Bête Magique. Welcome, Bella.
Thank you.
La Bête Magique. What's that? The magical beast, I guess.
Yes.
Hey? Nicely done. Nicely done. And you did it in French, which means that the beast who performs here won't know that.
Yeah.
And then you won't run into any trouble with them. So tell us about how you came together as a band.
Well, it was about, was it 3 years ago, I think?
I think maybe even four
maybe
years
four
ago.
4 years ago. We've been friends for a long time. Our parents have been friends, but I started picking up poetry and writing poetry when I was young.
And then I started playing guitar, and
our families have gone to Ocracoke every summer together, and so when I started playing guitar, we just one day decided, what if we put some of Bella's poems to some guitar?
So Tahila, you are older and you are playing guitar, mm-hmm. and Bella, you are the poet and the singer for this group, and you're now in eighth grade, as I said,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And you met a few years ago. What about Girls Rock? What part did that play? And did it bring you together?
Yeah, I mean, we were already kind of a band, but it definitely helped us become more of a band, kind of.
It was very influential. And
yeah.
It definitely, you know, affected our stage presence and, you know, just being more in ourselves and
more confident.
Yeah, but
really.
So stage presence, how else?
And we were never in a band together at Girls Rock, but I definitely learned more about guitar and playing guitar on stage, and I think she learned more about singing with instruments and things, so
yeah.
It definitely helped us a lot.
And you have an album.
Yeah, we do.
we have a demo album, which is 5 songs, and then we have a longer one called Bittersweet.
Bittersweet, which talks about the ups and downs of your long career in music and some of the trials and the...
Exactly.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
would you do a song for us now?
Yes.
This is called The November Song. My summer days, there goes my happy ways. November whispers in my ear a tale of tears. And now my heart is going, drowning in his song, lost into the wind. He steals my heart again. The storm is coming. Can you hear the thunder? The sea is rising. Surely pull me underneath it. It's just a black bird. You won't even know until you're left with only bones. Where is your heart gone? It's with the black bird. The sound of beating wings ahead. The black bird's on the hunt again. Watching him, don't try to hide it. You like the fact that he fears nothing. Don't fall for his tricks. You have to be stronger than this, 'cause he's got another layer of skin. The storm is coming. Can you hear the thunder? The sea is rising.
Well, Bella Mead and Tahila Rosenblatt Farrell are La Bête Magique. They also are alums of Girls Rock NC, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and you can do that at a big festival next weekend in Carrboro. But first, they're here to give us a little more music and a beautiful song.
Thank
and
you.
A sophisticated song. You've got dynamics going on there, some pretty profound words. Mm-hmm. I wonder, when you listen to Shirlette's, when you listen to her song,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she's talking a lot about what we aren't. You know, we're not Section 8. We're not on welfare. Here's what we are.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you take that? Because you're at such a young age, you may not have even known that you've been already relegated mm-hmm. and named things that you
yeah.
might, you know, might be hard for you to dig out from under.
Yeah. I mean, I think Girls Rock definitely brings a lot of attention to that. And before I went to Girls Rock, I really didn't know much about feminism. I mean, I kind of knew what it was, but it helped me understand who I am as a girl and gave me a lot of
confidence and
definitely rose awareness, and for all the girls there, just to know and to be stronger and yeah,
and not take anything from anyone really.
Yeah, know what you're
just
not
be
and
ourselves.
Know what you're
yeah,
and to be able to bring all of your talent, which you obviously have, with that new consciousness, I think it bodes well for all of us as you make your careers in the world. Thank you for being on the show. I'm going to let you play us out, but first I want to thank you all for being here and remind everybody where they can hear you next. Heather McIntyre, Charlotte Ammons, they've been working with Girls Rock NC. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thanks. I also want to thank our co-presenter for the rally, Merge Records.
Merge Records is also part of this. Thanks, Charlotte.
My pleasure. We'll see y'all next Saturday at Cat's Cradle.
Thank you.
Tehila Rosenblatt Farrell and Bella Mead, Girls Rock alums, members of La Bête Magique. Thank you for being on the program.
Thank you so much.
You're going to play us out, but I want to remind everybody that Girls Rock NC celebrates its 10th anniversary with a rally Saturday, October 4th, downtown Carrboro. You can get all the details at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Alex Curley, the intern, Robin Copley, the technical director, Brent Wolf is the news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, La Bête Magique.
Thank you.
Wish I could fall into sleep and dream a dream with everything that I wanted to believe. I could wake up every morning, watch the glimmer as the sun touches the water with its golden fingertips. Stars, not afraid to give birth. But I know when I wake up, I will not have to pretend anymore. Gotta wake up someday.